And we are going to the phones where we are joined by Dr. David Hawkins. He's the author, along with his sons. His sons are doctors as well. Wow. Of the book, In Sickness and in Health, The Physical Consequences of Emotional Stress in Marriage. Dr. Hawkins, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Tommy and Jeff, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Glad. Thanks for your time. And, wow, you must be proud to have your sons doctors as well.
Well, I'm really proud. It's it's quite an accomplishment for them. They did it. You know, I didn't do it. I just sat on the sidelines and cheered them on, and they just kind of took off and passed me, you know, and I just waved as they went by. And it was really, really a thrill to write this with them and to consult with them on the topic of, you know, what happens when you're in a marriage that is troubled and you physiologically your body is changing and saying, my body is keeping score with everything that's happening to them. So, and my sons were informing me about that as I was informing them, and it was a really great collaboration.
What do each of you practice?
Well, so I'm a psychologist. I'm a clinical psychologist. They did the medical piece. I've got my youngest son, Tyson, is an internal medicine doctor, and my older son, Joshua, is a surgeon. So, you know, Tyson is the one who is seeing the 75% to 90% of doctor visits that are psychosomatic in origin, meaning, you know, there's the body is keeping score, the stress that's happening, and then Joshua is the one who's seeing them when they're very, very sick and something needs to happen, but still the body is keeping score, and he notices that when he's doing his pre- and post-surgery examinations. We're all noticing the impact of what happens when your marriage is struggling and you're experiencing this ongoing stress, and now the body is saying, wait a second, you know, I am feeling this, and I'm not happy about it.
So we're getting a well-rounded perspective with this book then, for sure.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. We get exactly right. You've got an internal medicine doc, a surgeon, and a clinical psychologist, and so we all put our 2 cents worth into what's happening here.
And I took a biology class in college, and this teacher, the whole semester, focused on the effects of stress in your body. That was pretty much all he focused on.
You know, we talk about it, and most of the time we talk kind of tongue-in-cheek. Oh, are you stressed out? You know, yeah, boy, that's tough. I'm stressed out. This is serious, serious stuff. This is when... So this book is about when stress is just ongoing, when you've got emotional abuse or narcissistic abuse, you've got conflict that's going on and on and on. It's an undercurrent or an overcurrent that's going on every day in the relationship. And, you know, I don't know, you don't have to reveal your stories here to me, but, you know, when a relationship is not going well, you're not going to do well. It's a little bit like being a little bit or a lot sick all the time. You talk to somebody who's in chronic pain, that's what this is like. This is predominantly about women. They carry the stress, this emotional stress, this psychosomatic distress in their bodies so that they never, never feel good. And it's really, really a huge epidemic and a huge problem.
So you talk a lot in your book about being in a toxic marriage. This obviously, we're not talking about marriages where there's solid, good marriages where you have the occasional disagreement.
Right.
These are toxic marriages, chronically bad marriages. What defines a toxic marriage?
So, you know, you say that, and I don't even know if I want to say that it's chronically bad. This really is an epidemic. If you turn to anybody just about and said, you know, do you have ongoing toxicity in your marriage? Well, they're not going to say anything about that. They're going to go, what? What are you talking about? But if you say to them, you know, do you feel it? Do you feel it when you're in constant conflict of some kind in your marriage? Yes. They will overwhelmingly say, yes, I have headaches, I have anxiety, I have chronic fatigue syndrome, I have fibromyalgia, I have brain fog, I have exhaustion. But anyway, back to your question, toxicity. Toxicity is chronic complaints in the relationship, chronic conflict. It's ongoing. They feel diminished in the relationship. They don't feel cared for. There's an unhappiness. It is an ongoing issue in the relationship. And if you look at it closely, and by the way, they're not talking about how unhappy they are. So it's sort of shrugged off. It's not, there's no one to talk to. They haven't found a good counselor. They haven't found a good physician. They haven't found a good pastor or whomever. And so this stuff just goes underground. I have to just stay and cope with this trouble in my relationship. And then, like we said, the body keeps score, and that's what we talk about in the book, In Sickness and in Health.
So this was, book was more geared towards women?
Yes.
But it could be, could this be, the problem could be on either side, though?
Absolutely could be either side. It's not gender-oriented exclusively to women, because men can carry stress and emotional distress in their relationship as well. But typically, interestingly enough, you know, men tend to just do crazy things to get rid of their distress, and they certainly don't talk about it. They don't go anywhere and say, look, I'm unhappy at home. Women are more inclined to feel it, carry it in their bodies, and they're more inclined to be the victims of emotional abuse. So that is a gender-oriented issue that you're going to be hearing more and more and more about in the years to come, because we know about physical domestic violence, but we don't know a lot about emotional domestic violence. In fact, we don't even call it domestic violence. So it's going to become more and more of an issue in the years to come. Absolutely.
And this emotional abuse or whatever is not always intentional by the other person, is it?
Well, it's rarely intentional, Tommy and Jeff, actually. So, you know, the man, he who is controlling, he's critical and he's controlling. He's got power and control issues. Maybe he's irritable. Maybe he's depressed himself. So he doesn't mean to be defensive and make it unsafe to talk about things, but he does. He makes it unsafe to talk about issues. And so the number one question, in fact, this is a question everybody listening can answer for themselves, is do you feel safe in going to your mate and bringing up any issue that concerns you? Do you feel safe to talk about that? Overwhelmingly, as people are listening, Tommy and Jeff, I can assure you they're saying to themselves, I don't feel safe. I don't know. I can't approach my mate and say, look, I am lonely in this marriage, or look, I'm unhappy in this marriage, or look, I don't feel good. I'm not doing well. What they're going to get is a lot of pushback. And so then their distress gets pushed down, and then now we've come full circle again. Now all this emotional distress gets pushed down, and then it comes out in the form of anxiety, headaches, all this physiological pain that is psychosomatic in origin.
You know, and you use that word psychosomatic, you're not really saying it's not. Some people hear that and say, oh, see, it's just all in your mind, it's just made up. These are real things. It just has its origin in these stresses that we have.
Thank you for clarifying that, you know, because we don't hear that word very often. Psychosomatic just literally means mind-body connection. We shouldn't be surprised. You go to a massage therapist, or you go to acupuncture, you go have your body touched, and it's well known that we carry distress in our bodies. And so people who work on our bodies can go like, hey, you are carrying a lot of distress in your body, literally. Oh, no. I really have headaches. No, I'm not saying that you don't have headaches, but where are the headaches coming from? Are they physiological in origin, meaning did they arise out of something happening organically in your body? Well, maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe it comes from a marriage that is, I hate to use this phrase, but I need to use it, is your marriage making you sick? And if there's ongoing distress, it becomes PTSD or complex PTSD. Yes, your marriage, you've got to do something about it, which, by the way, can be done. So,
well, let's talk about that, because so maybe people are listening saying, boy, this sounds like my marriage. I'm feeling the physical impact of that. I've got struggles. What are the steps to begin to change and turn that marriage around?
So So with any symptom, Tommy and Jeff, any symptom, we should be sitting back and, first of all, reflecting and saying, you know, what is going on with me? What's happening? So it's we've got to come out of denial. That's the first step. Is it? This is my body, and something is my body is screaming at me. So I got to listen. I've got to listen, and I've got to ask myself the question, you know, is my marriage in trouble? Is something more going on here? I said earlier that women really tend to not talk openly about this. Men never talk openly. So we've got to, first of all, we've got to own what's happening. We've got to name it, claim it, and say, look, it's up to me to change it. Okay, so we look at the symptoms. We go and we find a good listening ear. That means a doctor who is going to not just say, you're under a little bit of stress. No, I'm unhappy. I'm not. So we get a good doctor, a good count. We own it, first of all. We look at the symptoms. We listen to what it's saying to us, and we get a good doctor, a good therapist, a good marriage counselor, and we participate in, and this is where it gets really hard, but it can be done, we participate in an intervention. And all intervention means, and I talk a lot about this in the book, an intervention means I'm going to step in the way of things just continuing the way they've been going for so long. No, things must change. I want to be healthy, and so we get good physical help, get a good emotional help, good spiritual help, and through all of that, we can bring an intervention to bear and say, things must change. You know, people, one of my favorite sayings is, we teach people how to treat us. So in that manner, we can say, look, I need to be treated in a very different way. Here's what healthy looks like, and I'm going after it.
Now, as Christians, should we try to find a Christian psychologist or psychiatrist, or do most in general always try to keep the marriage together, or it just depends on the individual doctor or psychiatrist?
Well, you're putting me on the spot there, which is fine. So I think what I say to people is, you know, if I need to have surgery, I hope I can find a Christian surgeon. That would be wonderful. But I want the best surgeon I can find. If I need to have surgery, the best dentist, the best marriage counselor. Certainly, I want to find, when I'm talking about your marriage, I want to find somebody who has values that are similar to mine. So I'm personally going to look for a Christian marriage counselor. But the bottom line is I want somebody who really has experience with this. They know what to look for. They know the questions to ask, and they're going to really help intervene in my problem. So number one, you look for someone who's really, really good and really has experience. Secondly, of course, you look for someone whose values line up with yours. That's very important.
So what role does faith play in helping us in this situation?
Well, faith plays a huge role because, unfortunately, too many women do is they say, you know, I've got to stay and pray. I'm not advocating that you run. I'm not advocating divorce. I'm not advocating any of that. But I'm not advocating staying and simply praying and hoping that the stress lowers or magically diminishes. It won't magically diminish. So, you know, does God want us to be healthy? I believe so. Does he want us to walk through our different trials and tribulations with us? Absolutely. So he promises to give us wisdom. So we have to be wise about how do we intervene in this troubled marriage. So faith is huge, absolutely huge.
We're talking with Dr. David Hawkins. The book is In Sickness and in Health, The Physical Consequences of Emotional Stress in Marriage. Dr. Hawkins, if folks want to find out more information about this book, I know you've written other books as well. How could they do so?
Love to hear from people. So you can contact me at my website, which is marriagerecoverycenter.com, www.marriagerecoverycenter.com. And we're a growing practice, and we take a special interest in this topic and in emotionally abusive marriages and the impact it has on your physical body. So love to hear from people.
And you got resources online that people can check out as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got programs. We have my books are on there, and I'm available to talk to people. So contact me through my website.
Dr. Hawkins, thank you so much for spending some time with us. It's been
fabulous
talking with you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.